Shin Chav Zayin, the first three Sifim, and then we'll go to Shin Chav Ches. Achoshish b'mosnov, a person has pains, ailments by his mosnayim, la yosuch shemen b'chaymetz, she should not rub himself with a combination of oil and vinegar, because this was merape, and the klal is that a person who only has an ailment is not permitted to make the fuis in Shabbos. And this combination of oil and vinegar is merape. Avol sochu shemen levadoi. He's permitted to smear himself with oil alone, because this was a normal procedure that the healthy people also used to smear themselves with oil. Yeah. So, and then this is permissible. Avoloi b'shemen veret. The shemen vered was a combination of roses with oil. Now, this was a very expensive oil, and it was only used for medical purposes. If a person wanted to heal himself, he used the shemen vered. It's therefore mishum de muchacho milse de l'refue kovid. It seems that he's doing it l'refuah, and refuah is also in Shabbos.
What are these leaves together
about for normal? So the Shemel Levad, we'll see, is mutter for refuah. In a mokim that the Seder was that Briyim also used to be soch themselves with Shemen. Ve'im hu mokim shamotzi boi shemen vered, if he lives in a place that it's very easy to acquire the shemen vered, it's not so expensive, it's not so rare. V'derech b'nei odom l'soichoi afilu b'lei refueh, that means since this one can acquire this shemen vered very easily, it is not expensive, and normally people use the shemen vered b'lei refueh, so muta, then he's allowed to use it. Afilu, his intent is refueh, this is muta. So the vow we had in Shulchan Aruch, shemen is mutar, afilu refueh. Shemen vered in a mokim that it's motzoi is also mutar refueh, because these are things which briyim also use, which healthy people also use. So it is not nikar that his intent is refueh, so therefore it is mutar. Hagol, so now the Ramos says, but in a place where the minig is not to be soch b'shemen, that means the whole mechaber speaking about that the minig hamokim was that everyone used to smear themselves with oil. This was a normal procedure. So afilu, a person is doing it l'refueh, this is permissible. But if this is a mokein that people normally do not smear themselves with shemen, the only people who smear themselves with shemen are the chaylim. So then, is b'chol shemen also? So then, plain shemen without an additive of chaymetz or vered is also also. Then it's mutar. If he's doing it now, l'refuah l'chayr, it's mutar. Shemen v'chaymetz, atam, ואין דרך לא צריך בשתיים יחד. The meaning was that one normally did not smear himself with this combination. אלא לרפואה. This was only done לרפואה. וכל מילי דהו לרפואה, every procedure which is being done לצריך רפואה, אוסרו רבונו. מזהירה משום שריקה סממונים דעוסה מן התרה משום תריכם. That means normally the רפואס בזמן חזל, in order to acquire these רפואס, it was necessary to grind herbs. And that's how one acquired these רפואס. Now grinding in Shabbos is one of the Lamedes Melochis. So since the normal refuas came about through Chilul Shabbos, if one would make it in Shabbos, so Chazal asked refuas, he shouldn't come and make it in Shabbos. So the gist of the Mechaber is that there's an issur of shemen v'chaymetz to combine oil and vinegar. This is also. Vida, the Begirsosainu b'mishneh, in our Gils in the Mishneh, it doesn't say Shemen v'choymetz, v'chein b'Rabbeinu Chananel v'riv v'rambam ise yayin v'choymetz. So it says a different halacha, that a person is not permitted to smear himself with wine or with chaymetz. Ayin afilu b'echod mehem. So according to the Gilsa, we're not speaking about a sicha of shemen. We're answering a sicha of yayin or a sicha of chaymetz, which was only done l'tzayrich refuim. Shemen levadoi. But shemen levadoi, if it's shemen alone, is permitted. The gam derech habriim lo sech oisoi, v'loi minkar shohu lerefuem. This one cannot recognize that he's doing it lerefuah, because everyone used to be soch themselves with shemen. So according to the gils of the Rif and Rambam, it's also. According to the gils of the Mechaber, it's mutter. The whole refuah is avke shemen v'chaymitz. But here we have two gilsois. Yeah. V'chein al gabe makem. If a person has a makeh, muta losech b'shemen mitam zeh, that means people will not realize that he's doing it l'refuah. See, normally people smear themselves. Chdokama b'simen shin chav ches, sim chav beis. But shemen vered is... Come here, Mr. Brewer. סיב גימל, סיב קודם גימל דמוכח המלסה, but שמן ורד, if a person uses oil that pairs with it roses in it, so here if he's smearing himself with שמן ורד, דמוכח המלסה שדום אב יקרים, this is very expensive, ואין אדם סוח אויסוי אלו לרפואים. So the person is only סוח himself לרפואים. וכל מילי דרפואה אוסו. דביזוני לרפואה it's also. וכנאו. ואפילו הידי אין יהודי אוסו, ומסחר זה כבר הילך כבורי. he's not allowed to tell a guy to smear him also, because if he is a, if he doesn't have a din of a chayle, so he's also a refuas of the chamen b'simin shin chav ches. So now the Ramah says, Agavuche, in Dirshu, he brings down that in a place where the Shemen Vered was not expensive, and people used to smear themselves with Shemen Vered, so then the halacha is that one is permitted to smear themselves with Shemen Vered. So, another Mishnah Berurah? Shin Chav Zayin. Shalom Aleichem. So here it says that Shemen Vered, which was an expensive oil, so if it was used by the Hamoinam, that means it wasn't so expensive, so then the Briyim also used to use it. So then one is permitted to smear himself with Shemen Vered. So in Dirshu he brings down, so we see from here that one is permitted to smear oneself with Shemen that gives out a reyach toy. That means even though he's moiled reyach begufoy, afal piken, it would seem that this is permissible. That's what others begerai from this little. Now the Ramah said, but bismaneinu, the minig is that most people don't smear themselves with shemen. So therefore, b'chol shemen also, so every shemen is also, a mishamachi also losach b'shemen b'mdina yiseinu. Therefore, one is not permitted to smear oneself with oil in our medinis. That means, let's say, a person has sores on his head. So since the minig is not to smear oneself with oil, so it's nikkud as l'refuah. V'chein im yesh loy nefach, he has a swelling on his hand, b'chol makim shehu, asalaser b'shemen b'mdina yiseinu, in our medinis. And the Agavulche and Dushu he brings down as follows. If a person wants to smear himself with shemen, and the purpose of the shemen is, the vial, his skin is not dry, he's afraid it might get dry. So the vial, he soak himself with shemen to ensure that it should still be to moisturize his skin. So then, this is permissible. This is not called l'refue. The tachlis of samazoy, the skin devil is not dry. And he wants to moisturize it, it should not become dry. So this is not called asayrich refue, and this is permissible. If he's moisturizing, he has already skin irritation, so that is l'refuah. So we're speaking about to smear with shemen. Ubechelev v'shumen also b'chol mokim. To smear oneself with fats, so that's also all over. Mishum denitach, because when one smears fats, so it dissolves vinimas and it becomes a liquid. Vahavi noilot. So then it goes into a shayla of noilot. One is not permitted to be moiled a davar chadash. That means just like one is not permitted to chop up ice, to make water out of the ice, because he's being moiled something. So there's an issa midarabanan. So he says if a person will smear chaylev v'shumen, so even that is the mini kamokim that people do this the whole week, but Shabbos, it's, so there's no shayla of refuim, but Shabbos, this is also al smnoilet. Chdelel besimin shin chavov sif yud bahagol. Oh, you just touched a very sore point. Now, what?
No one understands.
No. I didn't mean no. I mean as follows. I mean, there's a mordik kashim that they ask. Here it says the Mishnah Berurah speaks about to smear chaylev and shumen, a fat. Then he says, even though the minig amokim is you do it the whole week, so memela there is no shash of nire kimerape because people do this the whole week. That's the minig, but it is also als neilot. Now neilot is an issa derabonon, and he says that's true. It's also als neilot. Well, just what we told. Hashem is the same thing. Hashem is mamish like this. So now the shaila is in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. Yes, there's a more serious reason for not doing this als memareach. That means you're smoothing out this ointment. So that is an issa memareach, which is an issa min ha-Torah. So why did the Mishnah Berurah mention only noilat? And the problem is, in the end of this sheaf, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about shining shoes with wax, and there he says it's an issa deraisa al memareach. So this is a kasha. This is a terrible kasha. It's a very difficult kasha. Lies by tzorchiyon. That means here we are smearing an ointment of chaylev and shumen, and the sole reason he has to ask is only outside the rabbonim. A lady says, "Mamarech, this is it's a difficult kasha. This is a merdeka kasha. Why here he did not mention memareach?"
Well, behold, that shumen in this case is not.
No, that's that, but that needs a large explanation. Why not? He wants to say, but this is a whole tumult. If the malacha of memareach is smoothing, that means I have something that's bumpy. So let's start from the beginning. Malachas memareach originates in the Mishkan. There was memachek. Memachek was that they had leather, and the leather was bumpy. There were hairs coming out of it. It wasn't smooth, and they smoothed the leather. And that's one of the lametas melachas of memachek. That's memachek. Memareach is similar to this melacha. We had before, the person has wax and he wants to stuff up a hole, and he smears the wax to stuff the hole. That's memareach, which is also the same thing. That's he smoothing out the wax. He should be able. So there we have memareach, which is also an issa d'oraisa. So there is others want to say that the whole issa memareach is if I have an ointment or a fat and I'm smoothing it out. But it's still there. But before it's bumpy, it's not spread out properly, and I'm smoothing it out. That is memareach. But if I rub it into the skin and it becomes completely dissolved in the skin. So it's not called I smoothed it out. It's not here anymore. It's completely dissolved in the skin. So then the others want to say, he's mitzvah to say such a thing. So therefore, he couldn't say about the Issa Mimareich. It's not called I smoothed it out. It's not here anymore. It's nibla in the skin. But the shayla is out neilot. That's why the Shmira Shabbos wants to be mitzvah to say, but he doesn't speak about Mimareich, he speaks about neilot. Okay, let us, let us just remain with this aura. Seed base, sochin umemashmishin lahanosoi al yedei shinui. Now here we're speaking about that a person was speaking about a type of a massage. So we will see Bizman Chazal, the massages were made in two stages. First, they used to go and smear the body with oil. And then they used to massage the body. That was the seder of massages. So the Mechaber says, Sochim umemashmishin lano. So you're allowed to smear a person's body and massage it lehanosoi for they should enjoy it. L'tainuk al yedei shinui. But here you can't do it the way it is normally done. Dahainu, what is the shinui? Shesoch umemashmish. Miyachad. That means the normal oifen of massage was first they used to smear the oil and then they used to massage it. And this is also in Shabbos. But if you make a shinui, that means together you have to put the oil and you massage. So memele, then this is permissible. That's what the Mechaber says. And one more tonight, he shouldn't be massaged the body with a strong stroke. The whole massage should be gentle. Now, let us see what the problem is over here and what the Mechaber was Mechadish. Sochin umemashmishin, I know shesh sochin, one smears shemen, b'shemen, umemashmishin, and then one is memashmish, is massages it, b'yad al kol haguf lehano. And he feels better with this massage, it relaxes his muscles, so this is permissible, lehano. He enjoys it. Al yedei shinui mikfi harogel lasais b'chol. The way it is normally done b'chol shein dalkei as losoich lemashmish biyachad. During the week you don't do it. First it comes in two stages. First you put on the shemen and then you massage. B'koyach duhu uvdin b'chol. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down this is Shitas Rashi, and we will see that we don't paskin like this. But Rashi Shita is, if one rubs b'koyach, a strong massage, that is a uvde d'chol, it seems it's not a Shabbos like anhoge, it's anhoge of chol, and one is not permitted to do this on Shabbos. Fine. This is Shitas Rashi. Va'ayin lekamon besimin shinchov ches siv membeis, v'meshek osav nushom bebir halochim, v'la ramba mutar kol sheni mechavin lo hovi atzmei deze lidei zeyo. Now, let us just elaborate a little bit. If a person, this is Nageya, exercises, massaging, and let's talk about what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about, and then we'll elaborate a little more. Mizman Chazal asked to take refuahs. One is not allowed, but that's what he had before. One is not allowed to take medication. And the reason was because if a person will be permitted to take medication, he might come and be taken. He'll grind the herbs in Shabbos, he'll come to Shalosh Shabbos. So Chazal asked to take medication. Now, there are other refuahs which have no shaykhis with medication. That means does exercises, physiotherapy, and massaging. This has nothing to do with medication. But if one can accomplish the result through medications, so then Chazal did not differentiate already. That means you're making the refuah in this way. It could be done through medication also. So then Chazal asked it. This goes into the gzeira of refuah, but we'll see more about this in Simin Shin Chav Ches. Now, first we're talking about he's doing it with refuah. If he does it for pleasure, is another story. So, but if he's doing it with refuah, and this refuah can be accomplished through medications, so Melech Chazal asked this pula also, even though this pula per se, I'm not using any medication, but I'm doing what I'll do it like this, and someone else will take medication, will get the same result. What's the difference? So Chazal asked. Now, Bizman Chazal, one of the purposes of exercising was that brought about a sweat in the person, and somehow this sweat was healthy, and it invigorated the body, and this was a refuah. So Chazal asked this, ein misamlim, you're not allowed to do the types of exercises which one sweats through the exercise, or these massages that one sweats through the massage. Al-Sanzeira will do the same thing with the medication. This one will do it like this. This one will take a pill. So, lemaisa chazal asked it. So now, in the Urge Shabbos, so let us just, before we come to the Urge Shabbos, here we're speaking about to make a strong massage. So the Mishnah Brura said, it's also als uvde dechel, and this is Shitas Rashi. Now the Mishnah Brura continues, but he brought down the Bir Aloche, the Rambam says, the Iser is not als uvde dechel, the Iser is because he's Mezia, and that's Taimel Refuah. So, and we paskel like the Rambam. So it comes out, so now we have a psak like the Rambam, so it comes out one thing. And that if a person will make a massage bikoyach, but the purpose is not l'shem refuah, not l'shem brias, not that he should get healthier, or he's doing it, he enjoys it. He enjoys this. He's giving him a massage in it, a thorough massage, and he's mamish, it's a leinik Shabbos, but he's doing it for enjoyment. So now, according to Rashi, this is awesome, sorry. This kula of mamashmish, because this is a uvda dechel, not allowed to do it. The Rambam says the soil is only, you're doing it l'refuah. And that the Rambam, so on that the Mishnah says, I have news for you. We don't paskel like this, Rashi. We paskel like the Rambam. The whole Iser is l'refuah if the purpose is that he should sweat, or if the other purposes, other healthy purposes, he's doing it l'brius, so then it'll be also. But if he's doing it, that is what this Mishnah is saying. That what the Mechaber paskin, and he gave a flat sock, that Bekoyach is also it matters. It matters what the intent of the massage is. If the intent of the massage is lahano, so we don't paskin like Rashi, and it's not considered a nuvda dechel, and it is muta. If he means it's let's say a brius or let's say a kafua, then we're in the Rama.
So full, but in actuality, it's very healthy.
Very healthy is also the food that goes into the food.
Yeah,
that is awesome. These things are awesome. If he's doing it, that's misamlim, that's exercises. We can have later in Sayyid Simon Shin Chavres, a person does it, the doctor tells him it's very healthy, and that's what Kelvin is doing. Strong exercises, which everyone sees, push-ups and this, and calisthenics, he's doing this. It's very healthy. Nitin Shabbos Kiton. But in Shabbos, one is not permitted to do this. Because it's nikel, that's called the food. What?
So before that, if he puts in oil on a rash, before it becomes a rash.
Yeah.
That's mutter. Isn't that the same thing?
Could be not. This is a... It's preventive, I hear. But somehow, this is already... No, we mentioned before that his skin shouldn't get dry. That's what we said. The skin should not get dry. So there's nothing wrong yet. So I have a dry skin.
Say it to massage in the morning. If that won't hurt him in that.
So I say, I'll confirm him. It seems that's not so bullshit. That is not so bullshit. That's what it seems like.
That is the end of this part. Why do you need a shoe with it? Or some central outside of this unit? What? Why? What do you need to see?
I think it's also, it shouldn't be a nuvda dechel. I think it needs two things that shouldn't be a nuvda dechel.
You haven't talked about the electric relations. Your mouth is with Kaya, the hell of you dying. So if you're selling the shots in my looks like, without Kaya, it's not why you need to see.
I think you need two things. I hear what you're asking. I think so. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll do some more research and we'll find a second reason. Sif Gimel. Ein Megardin Mikeli Ha'osui Likach. This is a very interesting halacha, which perhaps it's difficult to comprehend, but it seems they used to have kelim to scratch themselves. And they had special kelim, back scratchers, I don't know what they were. And somehow, this was a ugde dechel, a murde kizach, where the person is 10 minutes of the day is busy scratching himself all over with this keli. This is called the Ovda Dechel. With a K, this is called an Ovda Dechel. To scratch yourself with your fingers, the Chol HaKovid, as long as you make sure you don't make blood. But to scratch yourself with this Keli, this was called the Ovda Dechel. Elim Keno Yu Yoda Vairaglo Metunovis Betit Vitsoyem. So he's using this back scratcher to take off the mud. That's something else. That's not a nuvda dechel. But to use, somehow this is called a nuvda dechel. So let us see, Raj, the Mishnah Berurah. Ein megardim duhu ke'uvdin dechel. V'chli, with a keli, there's a special keli, avo yochel legarer biyodov al habosov. If he wants to scratch himself along with his hands, that he can do. If he scratches himself, he has to be careful. He should not make blood. I mean, he can have a mosquito bite and scratch, so that's also. But this is a removed in the chill is only with a keli. Now, here we're going to have a very interesting tradition. Omrinin Bigmore, Bimhoyo Loikli Amiyuchad Lishabbos. One of the Meiroim, his mother invested and bought him for Shabbos a silver back scratcher. And this was Shabbos. This is only used on Shabbos. So somehow this takes away the Udin the Chayil. Somehow it's a silver back scratch, and then it's Lekovit Shabbos Kodesh. Then it's Oynik Shabbos. It seems somehow the mundane action of scratching yourself during the week, if you do it in the Shabbos, with a Shabbos, it can back scratch it. It seems the whole pula is another tzure.
Not that the back scratch, that the scratching is not, it's just that the back scratch itself is mukta.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It doesn't say al smuksa. Ovdin dochil means al sapula. No. I don't think the back. No. I don't know if it's smuksa. Maybe it's now it's smuksa because you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, so it's smuksa. But it works the other way around. The issa is because it's an ovdin dochil. Because of a Mogen Avraham. So Magen Avraham says, "Nogu habsulois liis lehem kli miseyar chazir hamiyuchad leShabbos." The sulei merzik ko'uv din dechel. Now this is very interesting. The Prima Gordon explains as follows: for a girl to comb out her hair in Shabbos is awesome. Forget about it, because this is it shall come to. Delicious, I say, it's a secretion, she's going to tear out hairs. One is not allowed to comb out the hair. To smooth out the hair, here we're talking about to smooth out the hair in Shabbos, not to comb it out. To smooth it out, so there's no shayla of Talish, but somehow this also is similar to Uvda Dachil. Somehow this has a similarity to... to a mundane thing, the taking care of the hair, it seems as a nuvda dechel. So they used to get for Shabbos a special brush, a small brush, which was not oimed to comb with, because that's Shailos of Silo Shabbos. But with this brush, he used to smooth out the hair. Rain lel same submission. Gimel mishtabur the gambazein mutakim lesakim by matas asaris lashkivam to smooth them out. Avolisleg by osar apozesh yemshish layit leseyam. But if the feet are full of mud, the sulei merzay in they hagiro to uvden dechel. If he just wants to use this keli, because you see it's not mukhs. If there's mud there, you're allowed to use the same back scratch. It matters what you're doing. Somehow the scratching is an uvda dechel, and if you that's if you're using it for back scratching, if you're using it to take off mud, it's a very good keli. Okay, because of the storm, we were not on track, so we'll start now. Simen Shin Chav Ches. Mi sheyesh loy meichish ba'almen. A person has an ailment. He doesn't feel too good, but he still functions like a healthy person. So he's not allowed to do any refuahs on Shabbos. That means Chazal asked the refuahs, we just learned in the beginning of Shin Chom Zayin, to smear oneself with shemen and chaymetz. He's doing it refuahs also. So refuahs are also for someone who has a meichish ba'almem. In God, there's a beautiful sefer that came out less since refuahs Yisrael from Agoyna Pinchas Bodna. So we should get a picture. What falls into the category of a mechush? A mechush, one is not permitted to take refuahs. So he says allergies, hay fever, he has digestion problems, he's constipated, indigestion, he has headaches, but they're not severe. joint pains, minor cuts and bruises, skin problems, chapped hands, fungal infections, athlete's foot, hemorrhoids, all these things fall into the category of a mechush. And by a mechush, we don't have a heta of the food. Now let us see. Yes.
Here comes good sources for Yaakov Kamenetz. He says there's no great, so they call it goof, the allergy. I think he said allergies. There are different levels of that. Some allergens are totally...
There's asthma. There's asthma zika. Asthma zika.
And real hate zika, of course, if you can make a certain...
Yeah, that's right. So it matters. It matters. That's, it matters how severe it is. That's right. 100%. It's a very good yes to clear. I also heard the Rabbi Yankiv, but I forgot exactly what he said now.
I saw this and I said to myself, wait.
Oh, you saw this? Uh-huh. The matter is how severe it is. Okay, it matters how severe it is.
Oh, great. And then,
There's Zichra Heifi, but that is annoying.
Yeah.
Annoying. That's what he's talking about. You're right. It matters if it can get more severe, then then you're 100% right. Meishish ba'almavu mishazik. Nimkoiv leituve. If it's very painful, because of this ailment, it's cholo kol gufoy, that means everything is aching him, or perhaps not everything is aching him, but he can't function. The only place he can be now is in bed. He has a severe headache. It's not cholo kol gufoy. He has a migraine headache. It's not cholo, but his head is throbbing away. He can't function. He goes to bed. That's all he can do. So memele av she'ein bo yisakone muta lasos b'shvilo refuah she'ein bo melochem. So he's permitted to take refuahs. In Shinchav Zayin, we learned that he'll smear himself with shemen and chomitz, which is not a malache, but it spells out refuah. If he is in such a matzah, that's nofal mishkov, he's allowed to make all these refuahs, number one. And number two, by yidei eini Yehudi muta lases afilu meloche gemure uchdur kamon besif yudzayin besif lamedzayin. And if a person is cholok kol gufoy, he's allowed to tell a goy behedi to do a meloche de reise. He tells the goy drive to the drugstore and get me this and this medication which I need. So he's allowed to tell a goy to do a meloche. If it's cholok kol gufo enough for the mishkov. Fine. Hein afilu dvorim shein bem shum meloche, kam kein osa. Och de lel besiv shin chav zayin siv alef. Lekama besiv lamad vav chie gav to take medications. There's no meloche whatsoever. But chazal asad refuas in Shabbos. Afilu al yedei eine yehudi, hainu, afilu dvorim Shurak mishum shvus, gam kein osor al yodoi, kivin shurak mechush baume. Now, I'd just like to elaborate a little on what the Mishnah Berurah just said now. The Mishnah Berurah said that to tell a goy to do a meloche de rabbonon, which is a shmus v'shmus. Let us speak about a mushroom. A person has a stuffed nose, and he has a hot vaporizer going, and he has now to put cold water into this vaporizer. So he's mabashal. So to tell a guy to put cold water in, he's telling the guy to do a malacha d'iraisa, which is also. He has cooked water. And the but it's spoken already. So the Rama holds meiker din ein bishalach a bishal b'davalach. But it's also mit der Rabbono. If it's not poishrim, it's not warm, does it any chemimis, it's also mit der Rabbono. But mina toire, it is mutter. So now, to tell a goy to take this cold, cooked water and to put it into the hot vaporizer, so it comes out, I'm telling a goy to do a malach in der Rabbono, which is a shmus to shmus. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, this is also, since it's a meichesh ba'alme, so the, even though we know a shmus to shmus b'mokim mitzvah is mutter, a mokim tzerich godel is mitzvah, b'mokim meichesh it is also. So that's what we learn now in this Mishnah Berurah. Tell a guy to do a malach in the Rabbonim is also. Now, Dirshu brings down in Simin Shin Zayin, it says that one is permitted to tell a goy to do a malach in the Rabbonim by a mixas chayli. He's not Nofal Mishkov. If it's Nofal Mishkov, I can tell a guy to do a malach in the Eisef. It's a mixas chayli. It's not Nofal Mishkov. And I can tell a goy to do a meloche de rabbonim. So a shmus, the shmus, b'mokei mixas choyli is mutter. Here it says, a shmus, the shmus, b'mokei meichush is also. So the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a chilek. Here's b'mokei meichush, here's b'mokei mixas choyli. So we know a chilek in words, al kaponim. There are two different things. There's a meichush, which a shmus lishmus is also. There's a mitzas choyli, it's not cholakol gufo, he's not lying in bed, he's functioning, he's walking. Mitzas choyli, there a shmus lishmus is mutter. But now, so I saw in from Rabban, it brings down, but this is a very fine line. When do we call it mitzas choyli? Mitzas chayla means it's more than an ailment, it's less than a chola kol gufoy, it's in between. So he wants to say, there's a lotion that he is more tzar, the pain is stronger. Like he wants to say, let's say a person has an arthritis ailment and it's very painful, but not so painful to make it nofal a mishkav kachol and kol gufay, but it is pretty painful. So this is a din of a mikzas chayli, and then amir l'akum will be mutter. So he wants to say, for them, let's say a case of he'll smear an ointment on it and will be a shayla of nailad, I can tell the guy to do it. And we'll say he smears it completely into the skin, there's no shayla of mareyach. So that's a case that's what the Mechaber is speaking about in Simen Shin Zayin. In Shin Zayin, we're speaking about such a case. But he says one more thing which is kedai to know. He brings from a goyin Rav Shmuel Vozner Shlitem. Shmuel Vozner says it's very difficult to pinpoint. This is a mixas chayli, this is a meichush. So we don't have clear guidelines when it's mitzvah chayli, when it's tos. So Rav Shmuel Vozner said, Amur deke kule. He said, if I have a suffix at least, I don't know, maybe this falls into the category of mitzvah chayli, maybe it's a meichus, I don't know. So he says, one is permitted to be meikul, and the reason one can be meikul, because he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah paskened that by a meichus, a shmus to shmus is also, the goyin and the beis meyer, and other paskim hold that it is mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's also. Fine, we will we will go according to the Mishnah Berurah. But if I have a Savik already, maybe I feel according to the Mishnah Berurah also, but maybe this is a Mitzvah Chayli. So if the Matzev is that it's a Savik, Mitzvah Chayli, Meichos, then he says one can be Meichel, and Amira La'akim to tell a guy to do a Malach and the Rabbanah will be Mutter. Yes, now let us see Siv Beis. I'm a shuster,
Well, you tell a guy to do
a malach of the Rabbanan.
Malach of the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
For the Zeyla of the fool who's a gopher shuster.
No. That's not a Zeyla. No, this next Zeyla of the fool. To tell a guy to do a malach, forget about that. Not else the Zeyla of the fool. To tell the guy to do a malach. I'm telling you, that's a miracle akum to be myled. This is a shuster shuster. Fine. Now let us see Siv Beis. Mi sheyesh loy chayli shel sakone. There's a chayli shel sakone. Mitzvah l'chal l'olam es ha-shabes. It's a mitzvah. Ma'zoriz arei ze mishubach. Ma'ashoyel. And if a person is a matzav of a chayli sheyesh boy sakone, and he says, I don't do anything till I ask my rabbi. So ma'mele, so yen is terrible chest pain. He says, wait another 10 minutes. I'm going to ask the Shaila. Vashoyel, harei ze shevach domim, sizah ritzeach, for asking the Shaila in such a matzah. Zog to Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah, perish, lasus, refuah. Vatam, mishum, dursim, vachai, bem, v'loi, shiomus, bem. Vazoriz, ayin, lakam, mishim, yud, beiz, vagoshim, esh, nisim, shom, mishnah Berurah. Vayim, bi, yuridei, yisim, en kuflun, hei, de mitzvah, te, refuah, yidua, la, noshim, al, eyal, primumche. That means, this is a known refuah. A known refuah means for this machle, we know this refuah is prescribed. And we know he has this machle. If it will help for him, there's no guarantee. And all refuahs help for all chel. But we know this is the refuah for this machle. This is the normal accepted refuah, so that one is permitted to do. The Yori Lechal Shabbos Bechele Koze, Kima Yidei Moirit Kanes Kesher Lereza Shefach Domim, Shaboyit Shu Hoylech Lisho Yechla Shachele Yoysa Vyuchel Yistakin, Kosovoy Malay Samed Adam Reyechos. Birishalmi Yise Hanishal, if he's such a rov, that you have to ask him a reza megune. Peris Moshim Shetalmet Chochem Bim Koymoy Hoyoloy Lidroish Bepilkel Akel, he should have told everyone, and if he did not say such a drosha, so Mamela, so it's Maguna, he's speaking about the wrong topic by his roshes. Vimachoyle ba'atzme misyari shavrovas ha-shabes, koifenoy se medabrum alibe shu chasidis shel shtus.
Golden.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.